Buenos días, buenos días, buenos días. Welcome to today's Mayito Minute. Okay, there was a study that that was done, and it was an analysis of 66 world records, looking at world records having been set in the early 1920s to the present day when this study was conducted. They were world records in running, specifically on the track, in the 5,000 and 10,000 meters. So track world records, 5,000 to 10,000 meters, going all the way back to the 1920s, to the time when this study was conducted, which I am not sure exactly what year it was conducted. But here is what was interesting. That of these 66 records that were looked at and analyzed, and because it was done on the track, by the way, they were able to easily gather this data, they found that either the last kilometer of that world record performance or the opening kilometer were the fastest. And what they found was that that last kilometer was either the first fastest kilometer or it was the second fastest kilometer. And it was actually only the second fastest kilometer in one of the 66 performances that were analyzed. So going back to this, on analysis using splits by kilometer, so 5,000 meters, 5 kilometers, or 10,000 meters, 10 kilometers. This is incredible. What they found was that that last kilometer of that world record performance was either the fastest, or in one case out of the 66, it was the second fastest. Now, why am I bringing this up for us? Answer, because even the highest performing athletes in the world, these individuals were world record holders at this particular point in time. Even they have to battle against something that we are likely also familiar with, which is, I like to call it playing Sammy Save Up. Playing the game of when we're in a competitive situation, when we're pushing, when we're giving our absolute best. Now, this can also go to a performance, and it also gets done in workouts quite a bit as well. We get into this mindset where somewhere kind of in the middle of a workout, somewhere in the middle of a race, of a competitive situation, we have this, and it's oftentimes it's subconscious. Right? Because these individuals that were running for world records, I mean, they were trying to go as fast as possible. And we know that being efficient would mean, especially in a track race, it would mean running the same splits from your first lap to your last lap. That would be efficient. That would be no speeding up, no slowing down. You're just staying nice and relaxed and running the same split. But subconsciously, what we find, even when analyzing the data of world records, is that we don't do that. We don't do that. We start off pretty quick in the case of these performances, and then the pace drops somewhere in the middle. And then once we, it's interesting. It's been called like the safe zone or getting out of danger. Like once we can feel the finish line, the end of a performance, the end of a workout, whatever it happens to be, then all of a sudden we just get this rush of energy, or so we think we do. Our bodies begin to, so we think it does, feel amazing again. And we're able to produce this like burst of speed, this burst of intensity, this burst of power that we seemingly didn't have just a couple of minutes ago, maybe, or a couple of seconds ago. Like all of a sudden it changes. And the only reason why it changes is because our perception, maybe we wake up from this slumber that we've been in where we're lulling ourselves to sleep by slowing down, and then we snap out of it and say, hey, wait a minute, I'm about to be finished. Hey, wait a minute, the pain is about to be over. Hey, wait a minute, this feeling of being uncomfortable is about to go away. Let's go, let's get this done, let's finish this off. And so the application for us, here's the grand application of this. Because if we can become more aware of the fact that this is happening to us, then it has huge ramifications for our performance. We need to begin to gather and capture those moments when we're subconsciously beginning to slow down and let off of the intensity, and we need to wake ourselves up in those moments. So when you're doing a workout, when you're competing, you need to be aware of these moments that are inevitably going to begin creeping up on you, and you need to say, wait a minute, I need to make sure that I don't do this. I need to make sure that I keep my effort level up. I need to make sure that I keep my power high. I need to make sure that, you know, I keep going running at this particular pace. Whatever it is that you do, right? Basketball, you know, second and third quarter versus the first quarter and the fourth quarter. Whatever it happens to be. We need to make sure that we are consciously aware of those moments and that they're coming, and then we need to be able to kind of push through them. Because here's the interesting part about this. I still believe that we're still going to make that push at the end of the performance. We're still going to have that rise in energy level, in intensity, in excitement to be able to, you know, get ourselves to that finish line, to the end of that workout with some good energy. So we're still going to have that. We're still going to get that psychological, that mental boost, because it's about to be over. So if we can take into our hands and take better control of those middle moments in a workout, in a competitive situation, in a race, whatever it happens to be, a game, if we can take those and control those better, we're still going to have those moments at the end of our performances that are going to deliver us to the finish line, going to deliver us to the end of that performance at a good intensity. So that's the application there. Super fascinating. You know, again, to kind of reiterate, not something that is reserved for just kind of the amateur level athlete or even, you know, a semi-elite athlete. I mean, we're talking about world class athletes here. We're talking about world record holders, and even they have this tendency. So can we do a better job becoming self-aware of this happening within us? Take control of this and do a better job pacing ourselves, keeping intensity up, however you want to frame it. And it really comes down to the mind is going to be what is going to do that. Your mind, your body is not going to do that. Your mind is going to be the driver in that. So can we do a better job doing that? All right, folks, that is what I've got for you today. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode and the content that's been delivered. And yeah, if you have any questions or anything about the podcast, this episode in particular, or any other episodes that I've done, that as you go back and listen to the catalog of episodes that I've got up, then feel free to reach out, and I would love to engage in some dialogue with you. Thank you guys again for tuning in. Till next time.